This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, December 8th. God's word to you today is just right. Our scripture reading is taken from John 14, verse 29, which says, "I have told you these things before they happen, so that when they do happen, you will believe." Jesus is worthy of worship. He deserves worship. Jesus is the Messiah, and based on the prophecies, we can see that this is not just religion. The existence of Jesus is not in doubt. It is a historical fact that a Messiah would come. Everything we have seen and will yet see from accurate prophecies points to Jesus. There is no ambiguity. There should be no doubt in any heart. Our faith should be established and grounded in these cornerstones. There should be no question mark anywhere that Jesus is Lord. Secular historians would agree that there was someone called Jesus that lived on earth. One of the strongest witnesses of the lordship of Jesus is the fact that there were prophecies about him, before him, and those prophecies were so accurate. Very precise prophecies about Jesus, from where he was going to be born to who was going to betray him. His name is going to be called Emmanuel. Even his name was given. The other bit is the fact that Jesus said he would rise again on the third day, and Jesus died and rose again. We know he rose again because the Bible tells us that, and in addition to that, there were witnesses to the resurrection. Every one of the witnesses to the resurrection died for their witness, including Thomas. So if it was a lie, you can be certain that Thomas would say he did not really see Jesus. But even Thomas was killed in India. Every one of the disciples died at different times and in different parts of the world, holding on to this witness: Jesus is alive. Thus far, we have looked at 14 detailed prophecies that points to Jesus. They were specific, there were no ambiguities about them, and Jesus came and fulfilled every single one. If there is any doubt in any mind about Jesus, I pray that God himself will resolve the doubt and answer the doubts in Jesus' name. Amen. The 15th prophecy we will be considering is, the Messiah would be praised by little children. The prophecy is in Psalm 8, verse 2 from the King James Version, which says, "Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger." The word strength in this scripture is also interpreted as praise. The easy-to-read version puts it this way: "From the mouths of children and babies come songs of praise to you. They sing praise of your power." The fulfillment is in Matthew 21, verse 16, which says, they asked Jesus, "Do you hear what these children are saying?" "Yes," he replied. "Haven't you ever read the scriptures? For they say, you have taught children and infants to give you praise." The relevance is there is no such thing as too young in God's eyes. Let us pray. Father, we declare that out of the mouths of every child in God's favorite house shall come songs of praise to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.